This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1065. Phrasal verbs to turn around IELTS vocabulary scores.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today you'll learn 7 native phrases that all have the word turn. Find out what to use to sound more native and less like a student for a 7 or higher on IELTS speaking.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, that was a bit of a tough start there, Jessica, but let's turn it around, right?
I know, man, I might have to turn in early tonight. It seems like my brain is tired. You know, sometimes your brain just wants to turn off, but you have to turn it on for work. Sometimes, you know what helps me? Turning up some music.
Yes, right? And then you can really turn out some good content for our amazing podcast.
Oh my God, that was so amazing. You guys, I am amazed with us right now. That was so good. We are teaching you guys the difference between phrasal verbs that all have the word turn and different prepositions. We're going to explain the difference in meaning between all of these phrasal verbs, guys, because it's very confusing to hear this on a speaking exam or see it on a reading test or try to use it out loud and you mess up with the wrong preposition. Oh my gosh, phrasal verbs are so confusing. And you know what? The thing is, the examiner listens for your ability to use phrasal verbs on the speaking test.
Exactly, right? Because you have to have idiomatic language for a 7 or higher on IELTS speaking, and phrasal verbs count. This is part of that idiomatic language. Can you use these difficult phrasal verbs correctly?
I do want to note, guys, though, that we don't recommend using them in writing.
Right. Okay?
Phrasal verbs are considered informal. So they're fine for general training task one letters that are informal. Those are great. Because to make that letter informal, we write like we speak, right? Good rule of thumb to hit that right tone for task one letters. So guys, informal letters, go ahead. Use today's phrases. But for everything else, just use them for speaking. So we're going to teach you quite a few different phrasal verbs today, guys. So try to listen up and only write down 3 or 4 that you want to use. Do not try and memorize all of the phrasal verbs because that's confusing. So just write down 3 or 4 that are new to you that you want to use in IELTS speaking.
Yes, exactly. Let's start with the first one. Oh, and I want to let you guys know, if you're not aware yet, our app is the best place to learn new vocabulary, and it's available on Android as well. It used to just be iOS for a long time, but by popular demand, we were able to develop it for Android. So to get either, you can go to allearsenglish.com/app. And then as you're listening to the All Ears English podcast, you can be adding new vocabulary to your personal power vocabulary list on the app. It's so easy and fast. So be sure to download it if you guys haven't.
It's the best way to carry English lessons with you wherever you go, guys.
Yes.
You can listen to the All Ears English podcast, read the transcript at the same time, right? Improve those listening scores. But also, as Aubrey said, Build your personal power vocab list for your IELTS exam. You will get formal and informal language, natural native language that helps you get a 7 or higher for vocab. So definitely, guys, check that out wherever you get your apps, whatever device you have. Look for the All Ears English app or just go to allearsenglish.com/app. All right, sweet. So first phrasal verb. This is super fun, guys. And this is one I've never heard a student use before, honestly. To turn in. So there's a couple definitions.
Right.
You might know this to turn in an assignment, like give an assignment to your teacher. To turn in an essay means to give that essay to your teacher so they can grade it. But here is the native slangy way to use it, guys. This is the way that gets you a higher score because it's less common. To turn in means to go to bed. Right? Like when we're tired, we're like, you know what? I'm going to turn in early. I've had a rough day. It just means I'm going to go to bed early. I'm going to turn in early.
Yeah. And questions come up all the time on IELTS speaking about sleep routines. Do you go to bed early? Do you wake up early? So use this phrasal verb instead of saying, I go to bed at 7 p.m. You can say, I often turn in early if I've had a long day.
Yes, I love it. Oh my gosh, what an easy thing to replace. Guys, imagine the difference in score just between those two sentences. Yeah. I go to bed at 7 p.m. Okay, why are people going to bed at 7 p.m.?
I do sometimes, I'm not going to lie.
I wish I could. That sounds amazing. I have a vacation coming up. I think I am going to turn in at 7 p.m. on those days. But yeah, so just that easy sentence, I go to bed at 7, or you could be like, I turn in at 7, honestly, right? That's such a different score just in changing that vocab. So the next one, guys, I just want to note, even though it may sound easy to you guys, I still hear students make mistakes all the time, okay? This is the mistake I hear. Students say, open the lights, open the TV, right? Guys, we don't say that in English. That's probably translated from your L1, from your
definitely.
First language.
In French, they say, they say open the lights. So totally. I get that, yeah.
Yeah. So that's a very common mistake to make, but that mistake is so obvious to an examiner, guys, that will automatically hurt your score. Seriously, that's like one mistake because it's so bad and you should not make it, okay? So right. Do not say open or close for devices or electricity things. Say turn on the light, turn off the light, turn on the TV, turn off the TV. Those phrasal verbs, that's what you have to say.
Yes. And there's a really fun idiomatic way that we use this too. If you're wanting to increase the energy for something, you'll say, turn it on, right? It's like, okay, I'm a little lazy. I'm feeling a little low. I got to turn it on here. I got to boost my energy. And same thing.
Oh my gosh, that's true.
Yeah. And then if someone is a little hyper or overly energetic, you'd be like, okay, you need to turn it off. Bring it down a bit.
bring it down a level. That's what I say whenever like kids are too excited. Okay?
Yes.
Bring it down a level. All right. The next one also to do with devices, turn up. So this is only used for sound and volume, right? Turn up the music, turn up whatever. It just means make it louder. So that's usually just for volume or sound. But there's also sort of an idiomatic slangy way that natives do use this, right? And it's similar to turn on, but I would say this turn up is more common when we are trying to get excited for something, right? We're like, let's turn up the energy.
Yes.
We say that to like encourage people. So on the IELTS test, if you're talking about daily routines or sleep or work or studies, right? You could be like, you know what? I need to drink some coffee in the morning. That's the only way I could turn up that energy for what I need to do that day.
Yes. Oh, that's so good and native and natural. And I feel like you could squeeze this into so many, especially speaking part one questions.
Totally. Yeah, for sure. Oh my gosh, guys. I really hope you're writing this stuff down. All right, we have three more for you guys. When we were planning this episode, I was shocked by the number of phrasal verbs with the word turn. And these are all so common, guys, that I just thought of these one right after the other. That just shows you how common these are, how forward they are in my mind. All of these we use.
Yeah.
So to turn out, that means like to produce. This is a very slangy phrase, very idiomatic phrase. It usually has to do with like, let's see, content, right?
Yeah.
So we turn out like 3 episodes a week on this show.
Right.
So that's a really cool phrasal verb.
So this reminds me of one of my favorite AJR songs. Do you listen to AJR?
I've never heard of this.
Oh, you gotta check it out. It's really fun. It's these three brothers, and they started when they're pretty young. They're older now, but it's great music. They use synthesizers and all kinds of instruments to make these really cool mashups. Anyway, check it out. But there's a song called Turning Out, and they're saying it's about people asking you, how are you going to turn out, or how have you turned out? Because we also use that.
Different meaning.
Yeah, it's a different meaning of like, what have you become? How have you turned out? And he answers and says, I think I'm still turning out, which is interesting.
Oh,
it's such
it.
A fun wordplay because we don't really say that, like, I'm still turning out, but it's an interesting way to respond to that phrasal verb, sort of saying like, I haven't turned out yet. I'm not done. I'm still becoming the person I'm going to be, right? So listen to that song, guys, Turning Out by AJR, for this fun play on words about this phrasal verb.
That's so fun. Yeah, that's a good point. So that is another way you guys could use this. That's really interesting and natively common, but not common for students. So this is a great way to introduce an outcome, a consequence, whatever happens last in a series of events, right? It turned out that the show was actually amazing and lots of people loved it or whatever.
Yeah, great summary sentence, right?
What'd you say?
Like a great summary sentence to end an answer. It'd be like, it turned out, and sort of how it ended. Or you could narrate your thoughts about something. If you're talking about a story and you're like, at one point I wasn't sure how it was going to turn out. And then you say, but, and you share the conclusion of your story.
I awesome. Oh, that's funny. Okay, that's awesome. All right, turn into. So this is similar to that second meaning of turn out, right?
Mm-hmm.
So turn out, again, introduces the last outcome of a story or a series of events, right? Turn into is also to become, but it doesn't have to be like just at the end of something, right? It could be at any point in a process. Turning into something means becoming something. So let's see. I am turning into a more relaxed person than I used to be.
Nice.
So it's like, currently I am becoming. So guys, if you are becoming something, you can use this in your IELTS answer. Again, speaking part one, part two, when you're describing yourself or describing other people, right? You could be like, I would love to turn into the type of person who exercises every day, but I'm not sure that'll happen. I think this would be great to talk about those questions that you don't have a lot to say about and you have to explain why you don't know about this topic, maybe. Museum questions, art questions, sport questions. You could say, you know, I thought when I was younger I might turn into an astronaut, but that didn't happen. Or
yes, hypotheticals.
Sure. I, you know, maybe one day I'll turn into the type of person who knows a lot about art and visits museums, but we'll have to see.
Oh, that's so good. And there's also a fun kind of slang expression where we'll say it turned into a whole thing. So if you're telling a story and things started getting kind of complicated, crazy, all kinds of stuff were happening, you could say that. And that it turned into a whole thing.
So
everybody
fun.
Was confused. Nobody went to the right place, right? A really fun slang expression to throw into a story.
Oh my gosh, that is so fun. I say that a lot.
I do too.
Right? I say that, like, that's a response when friends are telling me stories. And I was like, oh man. And then it turned into a whole thing, didn't it? That's just like a really slangy way to summarize when a situation has gone out of control.
Right.
Or has like become a dramatic, elaborate situation, and it should not have been a big deal, right? So turned into a big deal, turned into a whole thing. All right, what's the last phrasal verb today, Aubrey?
Okay, the last one is turn around, which you have likely heard with driving, right? If you're like, all right, turn around here, you're turning the car in another direction. But we also use this to talk about turning around a situation, reversing something that's happening. So if something's turned into a whole thing and you want to turn it around, that means, okay, we're going to try and decrease the drama. We're going to try and fix this chaotic mess. We're going to turn it around.
Yeah, I think, you know, we use this phrasal verb a lot when we're talking about maybe jobs, right? Where it's like, you know, we have to turn this around. Our sales are down right now. Yeah. Or anything that's going wrong. It doesn't have to be at work, right? Any situation that you want to, like Aubrey said, reverse. You want to make the situation the opposite of what it is. So it's only used to describe a situation that has gone negative and you want to make it positive. So again, if you're describing yourself or others, this is a nice phrase to use. If someone is improving anything professionally, personally, academically, you want to turn around your IELTS scores, for example. Mm-hmm. If you're getting fives and sixes, you want to turn that around, guys, so you start getting sevens and eights.
And I could see this being really helpful in part three, when you're asked about the environment or crime in cities. Anything, if you're needing to provide a solution, you can say the government could turn this around by instituting policies, right?
Yeah, totally. Guys, we are going to do a blog post about this episode so you can see all the vocab written out. So go to allearsenglish.com and you could check out the latest IELTS blog so you can see this list of words. And finally, guys, remember, if you want your personal list so you choose what native words to go on there, what you need for your IELTS answers, because you know what you want to talk about, you know what your gaps are, right? I need more vocab that's like slang. I need more vocab about culture, the environment, news. Then check out the app, guys. All Ears English is the name of the app. Find it in your app store or go to allearsenglish.com/app.
Yes. Awesome. Thanks for recording today, Jess. This was a really fun one.
Super fun. All right. See you next time, Aubrey.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.